AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A video released by the Islamic State group appears to show the killing of two different groups of captured Ethiopian Christians in Libya.
There's been a 29-minute video released which shows two groups of dark-skinned captives. It said on the video that one group is held by an Islamic State group affiliate in eastern Libya and the other by an affiliate in the south. A fighter who's wearing a mask delivers a long statement before the carnage is shown. The video switches between images of the captives in the south being shot to death, while those in the east are beheaded on a beach. The video does resemble previous recordings posted by the extremist group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Iraq say bombings and mortar fire targeting public places have killed 14 people in and around the capital of Baghdad. Police officials said the deadliest attack was Sunday night when a car bomb exploded on a commercial street in downtown Baghdad, killing 6 people and wounding 13. A system of severe storms has been moving slowly across the south, hitting Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Forecaster John Hart is with the Storm Prediction Center.
There have been a handful of wind damage and brief tornado reports across that region this morning, and the risk of severe weather will extend eastward this afternoon into more of Georgia, North Florida, and into South Carolina as well.
Storms the past few days have caused flooding and power outages in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. Residents of a Colorado neighborhood are being asked to stay inside their homes because of heavy smoke from a fire. Crews are using excavators to take apart a 100-foot-high pile of scrap at American Iron and Metal in Pueblo. Authorities say water alone won't put the fire out. This is AP Radio News. Huge demand for designer clothing overwhelmed Target online.
Fans of Lilly Pulitzer found it nearly impossible early to buy anything from Target online, but not Janet Anderson.
No, because we knew it would be too, it wouldn't work.
She decided to get in line early at a Target store near Washington. Many shoppers had been to several Target stores looking for what they wanted. Emma Anderson said it was worth all the effort to buy some of the Lilly Pulitzer collection.
The prints are really classic. They work on everyone, and I think the lower prices are really appealing to everyone at Target.
A Target spokesman says the website did not crash, but they had to take steps to manage the site due to overwhelming traffic. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Angels slugger Josh Hamilton is in the process of getting a divorce from his wife, Katie. That's according to court documents filed in North Texas. The Dallas Morning News says the divorce petition was filed in February in Tarrant County. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.